Unlike its neighbours in Central Europe, Slovakia isn't normally associated with political turmoil. But it all changed in February last year.
Jan Kuciak, a leading Slovakian journalist, found murdered on Sunday evening.
Police in Slovakia investigating the murder of a journalist and his partner at the...
Jan Kuciak was investigating government corruption when he and his fiancée were killed, the first murder of a journalist in Slovakia's history. The killings triggered the biggest anti-government protests in 30 years and forced the country's long-serving Prime Minister Robert Fico to resign. Enter Zuzana Čaputová.
I'm Zuzana. I'm a lawyer. Pardon, in Slovak. Sorry. So,
a soft-spoken liberal and a single mother, she's turned Slovak politics completely on its head. And she's done that without any previous experience of government or diplomacy. No mean feat in a country that's been dominated by conservative career politicians like Fico. And now she's president. How did this happen?
Asi to budem vedieť objektívnejšie zhodnotiť trošku s odstupom.
There will be time for detailed analysis later, but I think that what resonated with voters was that throughout my campaign I've always been truthful and candid and tried to answer every question posed to me even when it was difficult. And this is something that Slovaks simply aren't used to.
Čaputová made her name as an environmental lawyer. But Kuciak's death and the mass protests that followed prompted her to go into politics.
Je to tak, že vlastne tie udalosti, ktoré sa minulý rok stali.
The tragic events of last year affected me very deeply. And now the time is ripe for Slovaks to demand and make change. Slovaks are beginning to cherish the values of liberty and mutual respect, and they need political leaders who are authentic in representing these values.
Nositeľa týchto hodnôt.
Now, the Slovak presidency is a largely ceremonial role, of course, but you will still be able to veto bills to approve the formation of governments. But is that enough to tackle the problems facing Slovakia?
Ja vnímam prezidentské právomoci ako síce limitované, ale pomerne silné.
Obviously, we are a parliamentary democracy, but nonetheless, the presidential powers are quite strong, particularly in the areas of justice and the rule of law. And as president, I'll be pushing for systemic change in these areas so that some key offices, like the prosecutor's office or police, can become more independent of political interference.
What about your opponent, Maroš Šefčovič? As vice president of the European Commission, he is obviously also strongly pro-Europe, and yet his campaign has effectively failed.
Tak uvidíme ešte teda zajtrajší výsledok volieb, ale v každom prípade ho vnímam ako dobrého diplomata.
I consider him to be a very accomplished diplomat, and he obviously has much more experience in matters of foreign policy than me. But I'm better acquainted with the situation here at home. As a lawyer, I've been helping ordinary people with their problems all my life. Also, I felt like he was reluctant to take a critical look at our current problems, and I think people needed him to acknowledge the reality.
V našej spoločnosti a myslím si, že ľudia toto proste potrebujú počuť.
What lessons can the rest of Europe learn from this presidential campaign and from your success?
Je v našej krajine a možno že aj širšie veľká objednávka po...
In this country and beyond, there's a growing demand for honesty and, for lack of a better word, normality in politics. There's a lot of emotions in politics these days, but the predominant ones are fear and hate. And I think we need to create more positive emotions in politics, more empathy. We need to restore people's trust in politicians. We need to show them that politicians are there to do good. This is the lesson that can be drawn from my success.
A to je niečo, čo v duchu toho konštruktívneho prístupu a pokoja chcem do politiky priniesť.
Čaputová's liberal views and her support of gay rights will no doubt rankle with more conservative-minded Slovaks. But her election is a sign of change in this country. And above all, it shows that a political outsider doesn't always have to be a populist or an extremist. For Monocle in Bratislava, I'm Alexei Korolev.